Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyCars.ie, get low prices and save on your car insurance today at InsureMyCars.ie.
Now we've started.
Sorry, Oz. We started off with me using dirty language, so we had to sort of, do we have to do an...
Not that we ever prevent dirty language on this particular podcast, as you may have noticed.
I just don't want it to be the very first word, you know. Starting off the whole podcast, we go, hang on, hell.
It sets the tone. I have to say, now, podcast people, we've had challenges today in relation to technology. Technology hasn't been our friend today.
It's been an absolute bollocks. Now we're into it, we can say these words. But you know what I mean? It's just sometimes you have days where things just... It's like the gremlins of the world, the electronic gremlins of the world decide, today is the day, asshole. Mm. We got you. You know that sort of thing? Like the floodgates open. Yeah. It's never one microphone that goes funny. It's all of the microphones that goes funny. It's never one phone. It's like all of our phones.
Yeah. And, to be honest with you, in here, right, and it's not really that different if you had this kind of situation happen for you at home, where we know if something goes wrong, right, there's sort of weird things happening. And the worst part is when you have to explain it to somebody who might be able to potentially fix it, right? And because they say to you, oh, so what is there's a weird sound. What's the sound like? It's kind of a high, woozy,
I hate it when you have to describe it.
Very difficult.
I'd be there going, so I talk to Jim, right? So I go like this. This is what I'm saying to somebody else. So if I go, how are you, Jim? I hear a noise going, and they're like, a whistle? Not really. It's just the closest I can get to it. They're like, what do you mean? I was like, it's kind of like an echo. So you hear it after. No, it's like an echo happening at the same time. And people don't know. It's like, you ever when you bring
it... We had, on my one, right, we had this thing where it was... somebody described it a bit like a fly.
Yeah.
A fly stuck in the microphone.
It's like a fly in the microphone.
We had a... It wasn't quite full-blown moped.
It might have been
small lawnmower.
Yeah, there was a lawnmower. And it's a fucking pain in the ass. It's like as well, you know, when you don't know what things are. You know when you bring your car in to a place and like, what's wrong with it? I said, it's running fine. And well, what's wrong? Well, I don't turn the corner and I kind of go, tuk, 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 tuk. And like, what way is it going? And then now I don't know if he's taking the piss out of me or not. And he goes, do it again there. Tuk, 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 tuk. It's going, tuk, 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 tuk. No, more. Tuk, 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 tuk. It's lower than that. And he's like...
If you end up in a situation where they're also trying to replicate the sound, and then you know
Especially when they go, all right, hold on a second. Derek, his car's going quack, 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 quack. I'm like, it's not. And he goes, is that not what you told me? No. What did you tell me again?
I said duck.
I said it's going duck, 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 duck. Sorry, Derek, it's not going quack, quack, quack. It's going duck, 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 duck. I'm like, oh, Jesus. You're like, I'm getting the piss taken out of me here.
Let me just look that up in the manual.
The duck, 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 duck. Yeah, you're like, I can't do that. Or the engine. Yeah. And you know, you turn on the engine, it goes, and then it goes, and then it kicks in, and like, it goes,
and like I say, you can have this can happen to you at home, because it's like my lawnmower's on the blink at the moment, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, a tragedy for somebody like me.
Well, thoughts and prayers to you at this difficult time.
So I rang the bloke who normally would, you know, the bloke I bought it off, actually, who would repair them and stuff as well. And see, the thing about it is, right, again, I know we go back to this a lot, but they assume that you're also a man.
Yeah. Tells me. I know. And so this is where people fall all the time. Yeah,
they ask you questions like, is it the spark? And you're like, well, I mean, like it could.
Do you mean the spark of friendship I have with the lawnmower?
Is it the air filter? It could be.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is it air cooled or liquid cooled? Fuck. I don't know. Do you mean did I pour water on it when it got hot? I don't know what you're
saying.
That's
the trouble. They ask you things that to them they think
it's the easiest thing in the world. The easiest thing in the world. Any
age. Exactly, yeah. Even when they say to you things like really common names like, well, now, is it the throttle or is it the... Well, I mean, where's that?
It's the throttle, not the throttle. The throttle budgies. The budgies! I don't know what you're on about. I told you this happened to me during the week. I have to go back into this absolute pain in the arse now today, right? I have to go down to the bit of clubhouse on the mountain, in the motorbike club and all. Sandon. Oh my God. To them it's sand. You get paper and you rub it on a lump, right? And it's smooth it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, right, where did you get the paper? They're like, in any of the hardwares.
Yeah.
Any of them, I'm like, or Woody's. And they, look, there's 120 up there. You need to get, I think 120 is a bit rough. You'll have to get something smaller. I'm there, what's the fucking 120 mean? What's a number
is
on
that,
paper?
Is that, Like 120 centimetres.
And then they're like 120.
Is it like a roll of wallpaper?
I'm like, what do you mean rough? How can paper be too rough? What, yeah. Who wants smooth paper? What's that for taking notes?
Yeah.
I don't know what you mean. Yeah. You know, and then they go, like you said, no, it's the grade you need for the wood. The grade. The fuck are you talking about? How do you know even? Yeah. How do you know that wood would like, that wood would like a rough, a lumpy paper, and that wood would like a non-lumpy paper.
Yeah.
And what effect does it have? Surely the lumpier the better is what I'm thinking. Surely the lumpier the better. You like soup.
You don't want your wood turning around going, I don't, oh God, he was very rough. Oh, jeez.
He's after taking off.
Oh, my God. Sure,
I didn't want you to take all the varnish off. Just wanted you to smoothen it out. I don't know what you're supposed to do. I really don't.
To be fair,
and that's as simple a job as it can get. I was just going to say that,
lumbering you with the sanding, like, because that, I mean,
that's the easiest one.
That's sort of a job as well. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because
there's five lads. One of them's doing the electrics.
Yeah.
Right. One of them's doing the actual construction.
Right.
Right. The other fella's doing the plumbing and the sink and all the waterworks, the whole lot. Then the roof went on. That's one of the other fellas. I literally have to sand some wood. And the guess which one's taking the longest? Guess which one is more talk about?
Yeah.
Guess which one?
Wow.
Me. And it's, I haven't even got in with it yet. I haven't got it out of the shop yet. I still don't know where to go.
Yeah.
Do I go to Woody's? And that's the thing. I'll go to Woody's now and I'll go, I need some sandpaper. And he's going to say, for what? Or what type, or how big the sheets are supposed to be. I don't know.
The one bit of advice I will give you is, right, that in that situation, do at least go to like a Woody's or a B&Q or something or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Like as in a commercial main street kind of run-of-the-mill DIY ordinary person
place. Yeah, yeah, not, yeah.
Don't make the mistake of going into a Chadwick's or a fucking...
Where they know what they're doing.
Or what's the building place that we... The
builder's provider's place, yeah. Proper builder's provider.
Remember the one that we did that we were out in...
Yes.
Anyway, they're very good. You
the
know,
one that Kelly Harrington does all the stuff, ambassadorship for.
So don't go into any of them.
No way.
Nothing that, they are very good.
They're fantastic.
Brilliant.
They're brilliant. They're not for you and me.
They are used to dealing with people who know what they're talking about.
Yeah, good guys that come in with a list and goes, I need 4 12x2 48 overlap shafts.
Exactly.
And I need two gasket plugs.
You make that mistake once in your life.
Yeah, you got when you go in with one screw.
You go in and you ask for something that, and literally, it's like the whole, it's the equivalent of when, you know those old Western movies, when a lad used to walk through the door and the whole place went silent. And then, you know, people start hiding under the tables and all because they don't think there was going to
be
a fight.
Exactly, yeah.
It's the DIY equivalent of that. Everybody looks at you thinking, oh my God.
What a fucking idiot.
He escaped from somewhere. Look at him.
You know the way, because we go in and we're
not
like,
even a man.
I need some cement. And they're like, how much? And you're there going, for a brick.
For a path.
A brick. Yeah. A brick. One brick, yeah. A brick fell off. I think the boards were eating off it. And they're like, a brick. One brick. You need one brick's worth of cement. And I'm like, yeah, I need one, yeah, to put it back on. And they're like, right. And then they give you powder. And you're like, that's not cement. I mean the paste. Like, I need cement paste. And they're like, yeah, put water on it.
Cement paste.
And they're like, no, you put water on it. And I'm like, what do we do?
This is worse than I thought.
I'm like, well, so I put the powder on the wall and then pour the water on it. I'm like, no, you mix it. You mix the fucking thing.
Can you not do it?
I'm like, how much would it cost to get that job done? He says, no one's going to come out and do a brick. I'm like, well, then I just have to live with no brick.
Exactly.
Because what you're telling me,
yeah,
I'm never going to get this done. And, you know, and they're like, how much? And then they give you a bag of sand. The size of that, this monitor, the size of a computer screen.
Yeah.
And like, for one brick, and how much of that do we need? Half it. No. No, you do a whole wall. Don't do half that. Don't. Handful of it.
Be the strongest, handful. The strongest brick. Survive nuclear holocaust, it would.
Yeah. And then I just go, you buy it. And I just walk into the car park and throw it into the bin. Because I'm like, I can't do it.
Yeah,
I'm not walking away.
Because that's what you end up doing. You end up trying to save face.
Yeah.
You know, they come out with whatever.
They just go, just put the thing into it there, mix it into a
I'll tell you what I do. I don't have that for you, right? What I do is I'll give you the 3/4 inch, right? And then if you get the knob, right? And then just get a gerrymanderer.
And put a gerrymanderer, and just to swish wash and you do it.
Before you know it. And that should do it, right? Now, it will mean that your reflux... backpipe will probably, you know, need to be adjusted. Oh, okay.
And you're like,
and you take it. Then you go,
you and you're just, like, I'm just have to throw all that in the bin.
Then you go home.
Never, I throw it in the bin.
And the mom says to you, did you get it? No, there was nobody there. What do you mean there was nobody there?
What do you mean there was nobody there? What did you buy?
It's a shop. Yeah, there was nobody in. I didn't get it. There was nobody. It was closed. It wasn't closed. They say on their website they're open. Fucking
yeah. Or you know the way you go in and you know what you want, and you know you can do a job. Very rare, right?
Really?
So you go and you go, I need a brick, red brick, that one. See the one that's behind you. I need one of them.
That's one of ours. It's in our wall. Yeah. I can't give you that.
Oh fuck! Right. Well, one light exactly like you go right exactly. I need that brick.
Yeah.
And the brick glue. Right, and they go, right? And they're like, and they go, yeah, I have that, I have it,
yeah.
Right? And you go, but don't do that. You go, why? No, honestly, I'll just get it. And they go, no, you're mad spending that type of money. Absolutely, I'm not even going to sell it. Don't just look. Here's brick. Here's a bricking unit a packet, and you just do that yourself. Just add water. Plug it in, right? And then you get a spindler and you swash it, right? Swash it with the spindler, right? Yeah. It's a fucking 5 minute job, honest to God. 5 minute job, honestly.
Yeah.
This thing is €40. You do this for three twenty, right? Swandler, and then you do the swandle taunt, right? You get it at home, leave it overnight, put it in the microwave, right? And then I'm like, oh God, I'm fucked.
Yeah, it's all over.
And then I go, I don't know. I don't mind paying the money for the actual brick and the brick glue.
Yeah.
No, you're not. Don't do that. That's only ticks. Do that. Take this and you buy it. €320 home. Yeah. Nothing. No solution. You're there going, I don't know what. I have to go straight in the bin, and then call. And then go to the next shop.
Yeah.
And they go, we don't have it, but they have it in Blanchardstown. So I just came from there. He wouldn't sell it to me. Yeah. It just came from there.
You end up turning it into that lad who used to stand outside, like when you were a kid. And kids would say, come here, you wouldn't get us 40 cigarettes, would you?
Yeah, yeah.
You stand outside in the car park of a DIY place going, come here, you wouldn't go in there and get us a brick and brick glue, would you?
Except the way it used to be young lads.
You won't sell it to me.
Yeah, it used to be young lads getting older people to buy them drink. Now it's me trying to send kids in to buy me a brick and brick glue because I'm too embarrassed. To go in and do it.
Oh, brick glue.
Yeah.
Oh, why can't life just be that easy?
Wouldn't it be amazing if things were? Yeah, why can't it be? That's what I always want. And the people say it is. That's what does my head in, you know. And you're like, it's like everything, doing DIY is like Jamie Oliver cooking, you know. Every fucker saying it's easy, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so easy. Don't be doing that. First of all, just get this and it's just the stuff everyone has at home. You know, Thailand mange and all this, you know. And you don't, no one has it. Well, all them people have it. We don't have it.
Yeah.
I don't even own a screwdriver.
Yeah.
If I have a bottle of WD-40, some tape, some cable ties, and I have some glue. And if I can't do it with that, I can't do it. Can't do it. I need an actual experienced adult to come. And I know they say it's not worth our while. It's such a small job. Anyone can do it. I am assuring you of this now.
Yeah.
Anyone can't do it. I am one of the anyone that can't.
Well, and also, the other thing, what you always want to avoid as well in any house environment, right? Even if you are a bit of a have-a-go hero or whatever, like, and you get stuck in, right? The one situation you always want to avoid is when somebody comes to your house, right? And they look at something.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, did you do that yourself? And you know. And then you know.
Yeah.
Then you realise, right, that it's so obvious.
That's bad, isn't it?
That it must be terrible. They literally went, oh, you did that yourself, did you? Do you know that way?
Yeah.
Like, with that, painting, carpentry, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? If somebody glances and goes, oh, yeah, that's God, lovely, yeah. You do that yourself.
Oh, yeah. The one time I tried something out of the house on myself, and I think it was something really small, they put up a shelf.
Yeah.
The fellow I know came in and says, you want to be careful with that. Like, you can't get your house insured if that's up like that. Can't get the house insured.
Where'd you put the shelf?
Like, I was there going, it's that.
On
like,
the outside.
He was basically
saying,
that's so bad. You have compromised the integrity of the building of the home, you know.
Yeah.
It's the most passive aggressive comment ever, you know. You
yeah.
know? If there was a fire now, they came, if fire or anything, or a flood, and the assessor came in and he saw the way that's there, he'd say, no, this place is a death trap.
It's a bit like when you were talking about the cement situation, it's a bit like when you know, if you do something, you know, you have whatever, you buy a tub of something to use for a particular purpose. You're going to seal something, or you're going to do whatever you're going to do with it, right? And then you end up using it all, right? You use it all and you do all the thing, and then you kind of glance at it afterwards and it says, you know, should last about 3 years.
3 years. You're like, oh my
and
God.
You've used the whole tub on one joint.
You're like...
And you're like, oh, right. Jeez, I thought it needed it.
You're like, where did it go?
I thought it needed it.
Yeah, it's like a packet of biscuits. You're not supposed to serve eight.
Yeah.
I've just owned a whole lot with one cup of tea.
Exactly.
You know, yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And it'll never change. It's too late. It's too late. I don't care like what people say. It's just too late for me. I'm never going to learn these things. I don't have the skill. You know, everybody forgets that everything's a skill. People assume you can just learn stuff. You can't.
Yeah.
You have to have a predetermination.
I mean,
to be able to do these things.
I admire those people. I mean, a huge respect for those people that are that sort of, you know, like, oh, they need to have a wall. So they go, oh, yeah, no, I'll build that. Well, yeah, you're a bricklayer. No, no, no.
No,
I'll
have a go. Yeah. I'll figure it out. It's easy. Just watch on YouTube.
Lads would turn around and say, whatever, boiler, you know, and you go, oh, wow, geez, I'd say that was, I know, I fitted it myself.
Yeah.
You fitted it. A boiler.
How'd you fit it though?
Are you a plumber?
But how do you know?
No. I lay carpets, but I fit the boiler or whatever. And you're like, what?
Yeah. All the Polish lads
special?
Know. Yeah, you know the way the Polish lads just come in and go, oh, I bought a frame of a house. I just made it into a home. But what skill? Like, how did you train in all those skills?
Yeah.
You know, like, how do you do it? How do you be a carpenter, a plumber, an electrician, a flooring fella? A roofing fella, a ceiling fella.
And all the bits in between, fella.
I doing the thing of the jacks, fella. How do you do that?
Incredible.
You know, I just don't understand. Yeah. I never understand it.
Safe
you know.
To say, we were cut out for different things. None of them useful.
I know, and then you'd like to say, I bet you they're not funny, there wouldn't be good conversations. But they're so good at taking the piss out of you because you can't do it. That you go, they actually are that as well.
Bastards,
huh? Yeah, I'll tell you something. I wouldn't mind if I was good looking. You didn't get away with it. You don't have to be good at anything if you're good looking.
That is true.
You don't have to be good at anything if you're good looking.
They're the worst of all.
Yeah, yeah. Good looking fellas, you know. Even the builders coming out there, gaffing, to be laughing. This fella wants me to do a brick and brick glue, and they open the door and he goes, oh, fuck me.
Yeah, yeah. Just, I didn't realise I was walking.
I wouldn't do him.
Clooney's gaff.
Yeah, I wouldn't do him myself if I had a head like that.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. With.
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at.
InsureMyCars.ie. If you're somebody who, you know, finds yourself in day to day situations that embarrass you, okay?
Yeah.
Maybe you should question whether or not you should feel embarrassed. Maybe there's no need to feel embarrassed. Maybe it's one of those things that we all do.
Yeah, well, this is it. Some of these I relate to, some of them I don't, but they've compiled a list to sort of let people know that they're not complete oddballs, right?
Mm.
I think that's a bit of a generalisation. I think everybody is an oddball. But, you know...
A lovable oddball.
Well, yeah, and some just odd. what they've done is they've compiled a list of things that you just feel ashamed for no reason. So simple versions like, you know when you come into the cinema and it's fairly busy and you suddenly realise you can't see your ticket and you have to find your seat.
Yeah.
You know that feeling of shame?
Yeah. And nowadays the idea of an usher with a torch.
Oh, they're gone.
It's long since gone.
My God. You're saying that now and people don't even know what you mean.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's... And you start doing that thing where you talk out loud when there's no need to. K41 for K.
Yeah, because you're saying it to sort of make yourself feel. It's like you're making excuses to everybody else. It's like you're trying to transmit to them. Yes, sir. I'm just looking for my seats.
It's
very dark.
A B C.
Is that it? Is that that's D there? Is it? Oh,
you in 21 or 25?
Oh, that's a double D. Oh my God.
Okay. I'm in the wrong room. Right. I'm in the wrong room.
This isn't Jaws.
Oh, this.
Right.
Oh yeah. No, this isn't even. It's a theatre. Yeah. So that sort of thing.
Right.
You know, and then there's other ones like you know. Have you ever gone bowling? I can kind of relate to this. You know, you go and you do a bowl and it's not even a bad one. And you go, right. And then you turn around and you go, jeez, that's very far away, the table where everyone's sitting. The awkward walk back to your seat after a bowl. You ever feel that one?
God, I would have felt most of things, but not that. You're saying literally...
The walk
from the bowling lane to your table...
Yeah, it's long.
...is embarrassing.
It's a long walk. And you're all worried about slipping in your shoes and...
I mean... Putting the bowling shoes on, wearing those bowling shoes, that I can relate to is embarrassing.
Yeah.
But the walk back from the bowling lane.
Don't even talk
to
him.
It's only about four steps.
Oh, it's a long walk. It is. It's an intimidating walk. It's an intimidating walk. And if you ever give someone a compliment and they didn't hear you, do you ever have that? I have. Your hair is lovely, huh? Your hair there. You're lovely. Part like the bear, the where? Where is
and what? Then it all becomes
no,
too
no,
much.
No, just I said your hair is very. Forget about it. No, what did you say?
Right.
No, I just. It doesn't matter. What did you say?
Yeah.
Your hair is very nice. Oh yeah. Anyway. So we'll start the meeting now.
Yeah. Or the worst thing is if you attempt, which I'm sure you will have attempted, you know, a quip, a kind of a joke, in whatever, just a, you know, a one-off, a little kind of, you know, one-line thing in a certain situation.
You did
and people don't hear it.
Oh, yeah,
that's when it happens.
Oh, that's the that's worst.
That's when it's like, because then they go, what was that? No, nothing. It was no, no, what sorry,
no,
what
I was just saying.
I was saying,
it's just...
The chance would be a fine thing.
How
do you mean? No, it doesn't.
It doesn't matter. It's a moment's gone. The moment's gone.
That's a swallow me moment. That's a like, oh my God.
Why are you bringing James back into this? It was, if you had heard it on the at the right
it
time.
It was kind of context.
It doesn't matter. Please stop talking to me, please. Or do you ever, you know, when you pick up a baby, have you ever, as everyone just says, oh, do you want to hold the baby? And you never really do.
No.
And you pick up the baby and the baby just goes, ah, and starts reaching for anyone else in the room. Like, just literally everybody or anybody else. Ah,
yeah.
Oh, geez. It starts reaching for a poster even. Like, yeah. Please take me from this smelly man. And
absolutely.
There's that one.
Or if the other one is similar to that is if a dog starts barking at you for no reason. You know what I mean? The dog's perfectly happy.
And, yeah, yeah. You're in the park. And,
yeah.
Sitting
you,
down.
You walk by, or exactly, or it walks by and just, and the dog starts barking at you, but you get embarrassed.
Yeah, yeah, you're
it's
there.
Like, oh, Lord, what's.
You're just sitting there God, eating
must,
a slice of pizza and the dog's.
Must be
there.
A smell off
hey,
me.
Hey, look at you, look at him. Look at your man eating. Smell off him, smell off him. Ruff, ruff. Yeah,
yeah.
You're like, what
did
I do that
strange.
For? And do you ever get embarrassed holding a pizza box? I've had intimidation of a pizza hold. You know, you're
because you know everybody's
home.
Looking at you, what kind of with desire and, you know, part jealousy, part desire, part...
Yeah, yeah,
kind
and
of
it's
like,
Ireland.
Yeah.
It's Ireland. You know, there's someone, at least one person went, look at your man with his pizza. Thinks
and,
he's great.
And for you and I as well, it's you kind of know somebody's going, yeah, look at the size of him.
Yeah,
no wonder.
Yeah.
No wonder he's the size he is. Going around eating pizzas like that.
Like that. Family size, huh? Portion for six. Yeah. And I seen your missus leaving earlier.
Bet you he doesn't have a Diet Coke, tell you that.
Yeah, yeah, look at him. I bet you he does have a Diet Coke. Look at him with his two garlic breads and two large pizzas for himself and his Diet Coke. Who's he think he's kidding? you know, and then there's also when people knock at the door and it's unexpected. Do you ever get that? You know, if you're like, I never answer the door. But on the few occasions where I have been caught out, this is one of the reasons I don't.
Right.
He has, hello? Hiya. Yeah, yeah. Hi, yeah. Hi, my name's Derek. I'm from the People in Trouble in the World Society.
Right.
And, you know, okay. And you let him do a spiel. You know, we're just wondering if you'd like to give $7.99 a week to help the people in the Trouble in the World Society. And we do an awful lot of great work. And I have a badge here. If you'd like to go through my badge. And you're like, I'm in the nip, Derek.
What?
Well, you know what the way you'd be at home. I was just...
What'd you say? Oh,
you're like,
up to this point.
Oh, I was just going out and you put your jacket on, but you're still in your boxer shorts. Sorry, Derek. It's a bad time.
I think
it's a bad time,
to be
Derek.
Fair, I think you've taken this to a whole new level.
No, the worst thing was when I took Derek in, made him dinner and everything.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova with...
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at...
InsureMyCars.ie. It might be an ideal day if you had the opportunity, if it was, you know, within your remit to get an old day off.
Oh,
who
yeah.
doesn't like a nice day off? I mean, we have all the legitimate things, you know, for sick leave and maternity leave and annual leave. And then we had that little introduction to the old duvet day. Do you remember that? That was a thing, the duvet day.
Oh, yeah,
when you
yeah.
just couldn't face it.
Thing was, the duvet day came out of your holidays. Oh, you had to spoof a sickie, right?
Right.
Whereas
oh,
now,
did it?
Of course it did.
It came out of your holidays?
Of course it did. What do you think?
Right. It's a good job I never used any of them.
No, well, you never use anything. Yeah. Even when if your leg was hacked off, you'd be there going, it's all right. I'll soldier on.
Well,
so
anyway.
To be honest, I wasn't walking very much anyway. But life leave is this new proposal that people are bringing to employers at the moment, right? So you have your annual leave, you have your sick leave, or in Jim's case, you have the idea of it. Life leave is what other people want. So,
right.
You know, you have to, normally if something like you have to go to a funeral, else to come out of your holidays or annual leave, yeah, or something, unless you have a very forgiving boss. Or so normally, if your kid has a big event and they want you to go, they, like, I don't know, they're playing a big sports event somewhere else across the country, you have to take an annual leave. But these are seen as crucial things that happen in your life, and you should be granted maybe 5, maybe 6 days life leave every year as well.
Right.
And so they don't fall into,
it's not your, you know, it's not a family funeral, direct family funeral where, like, most employers would let that go. It's not an actual, you know, written note sick leave thing. Yeah, but nonetheless, it's essential to your life.
Your dog dies, you know, and you want to sort of clear up those odds and ends and tell everybody or something. Yeah. That's it. Or maybe you're just, maybe like you says, maybe you've just had enough. Maybe you're stressed out to bits and you go, I'm not sick, but I want a day to just watch Netflix and get the place in order.
Or maybe
I don't want to lose a day's holiday over.
You know the way sometimes you end up in those life admin things? Like,
yeah,
for example, somebody buying a house or whatever, you might have a thing where, like, there's a day.
Yes.
And you have to kind of have the whole day to get around the various places to do you have the things you have to do.
Brilliant example. Brilliant example, Jim. As a man, for a man who doesn't know how to sit down for a minute and relax, that is a very good example.
Thank you.
Very
think,
good. You know, thinking outside the box there. For a man who can't sit down without whipping himself with a rope, because God forbid he enjoy himself.
You see, the thing about this is, right, I'm 100% on board for it.
Me too.
100% on board.
Me too.
No, who could possibly be against it?
No, I mean, you're on board for it because you just like the idea of not having to work. I'm on board for it because I know there'll be more days in your calendar you won't be able to avail of. And I think only really big employers would be against this.
Yeah, because what I will say is, say for example, it was you decided to use one of your life days for... So you can offer up any excuse, yeah? It's up to you what
as
to use
as
your...
As long as it feels like a real part of life, not just, you know, something that feels real. You know,
right.
Not like, you know, well, I don't know, really. I need new jeans. I'm not coming in.
Are they putting limits on it?
Yeah, well, there'd be some limits. Yeah, they'd pick some.
Like numbers? As in numbers of days?
Well, no, I picked 4 or 5 now, or 5 or 6 out of the air, but they haven't put it on it. No.
Right. Because that could be interesting, because how many funerals can one person go to?
But that's it, yeah. I need another day off. I need another day's life leave. Yeah. Why? Who? Funeral. Yeah. Another one.
Who is it?
Well,
Jerry.
Yeah, well,
What's Jerry who? Well, I actually don't know his surname, but it doesn't matter. But and what? And he was a close friend of yours? Very.
He lives in the area.
Yeah. He's been in the area a long time.
What area? Ireland. He's been in Ireland his whole life. He never left. His funeral's on.
Yeah, there might be a touch of that.
And they'd be there going, PJ, hold on a minute. You've done... Are you going through the alphabet on RIP.ie? I am.
Yeah. I'm just saying, it does, as much as I'm on board for it, it does seem to leave a few potential loopholes for abuse.
Does, yeah. How many dogs have died that belong to you this week? This week?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't my dog, but it was very close to the neighbour's dog.
Yeah, there's loads of dogs. When you go to one dog funeral, you're afraid that you won't show respect to all the dogs.
Absolutely, yeah. And you don't want to get the wrong side of them, especially then, Jack Russell's.
And then it'd be like, you know, I'd be taking days off. Say, Jim has to take a day off. I'd be like, that's never happened before. I can't do that on my own. I'm stressed out thinking about it. The level of stress he'd be putting himself through, I can't live with that. I need to lie down.
That would be amazing, yeah.
He needs to lie down.
You taking a life day simply because, well, obviously I have to take a life day. My life won't work. There's nobody in it to run it for me.
Exactly.
Don't be ridiculous. Of course I have to stay indoors.
It's Jim's birthday. He takes a day off to go and spend it with his missus. Well, it's our birthday, really, isn't it? We're pretty much a pairing. I'd have to take a life day. It's our birthday.
Yeah.
I'd take a life day.
It would be one of those that, you know... You could see some people maybe just pushing the boundary a little bit.
Definitely.
I say you could see some people, I'm looking at one of them as we speak.
And, you know something, I'd like to make an announcement to our employer as we speak. If this happens, you want to watch me.
I'd say you something.
I'll be taking life days. If Jim even gets... I was going to say if he gets a haircut, I'll be a long time waiting on that one.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. With...
Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at...
Now, come here, I have some advice for you.
Excellent. I'm all ears.
And this looks good for you and me in a way.
Really?
It does, yeah. We were talking yesterday, I think at this time yesterday, about our inadequacies. And about how we're not very good at anything when it comes to, you know, our skilled hands.
Yeah.
You're probably better than me now, to be fair. You know, you know how to plug in a Hoover.
With all due respect, that's not setting the bar hugely high.
It's about a second low as you can get. you know, but you'll have a go at stuff, you know. You'll Google guttering and see if you buy a pin and go to a screw with one in your hand and say, do you have any of them? Where, even I can't even do them.
Right,
you
okay.
But you have no interest in it.
I mean, you were manual labour once upon a time. I mean, you worked in the electrical place.
Yeah. But sure, I blew up more people than, you know.
There might be still, you know, I don't know if the statute of limitations has gone on that. There might still be cases.
Oh, since I last did a day's work, the statute of limitations is long gone.
Okay. Well, there was the electrical thing and there was the air conditioning thing.
That's,
you know.
Again, I wouldn't really call those buildings safe. But you're right.
But anyway.
But thank you. Thank you for trying to find some positives where I can't. But it turns out that when it comes to being attractive, you know, as a man, when it comes to being attractive to women, you know, we were talking about how we feel kind of inadequate sometimes when a man in Snickers pants comes over to the house and the women are looking at him thinking, oh my God, all those pockets. Anything could come out of those pockets. What a handsome fella.
Right.
He is. You know,
so, you do feel a little bit emasculated when
you do,
the man has to come and take care of what you can't.
Yes, and you start talking to him as if you knew, as if I could have fixed it if I wanted to and all.
But it turns out I just don't have the time anymore, you know. Really, what were you doing?
Waiting for you.
Waiting for you.
I couldn't go out because I was waiting because you said you'd be here sometime between 10 and 6. But it turns out the one job in the house or the one job that you can do that makes you more attractive is cooking anyway. Cooking. And both you and me can do up a nice dinner. We can do a nice dinner.
Jim,
we can.
I mean, to be fair, you did immerse yourself. During COVID and everything, you did immerse yourself in the whole cooking thing, to be fair. But, I mean, we can feed ourselves and potentially other people.
How dare you?
I mean, locking up a good dinner, that might be. I mean, in fairness, I just would point you to every Friday on the show.
I don't know what you're talking about. Let me tell you something. If there's women out there who like chicken nuggets, I'm right here. You know, that's the way it is. Waffles and nuggets and beans.
So that's it. So you can stick your Snickers now. It's actually a chef's hat. That's what you want. You want our chef's apron. That'll make you
hot with the ladies, is it? That's what does. And it's the number one when it comes to this new concept I've heard about called chore play. Have you heard of chore play? Never mind foreplay and all that. If you want to keep your marriage and your relationship, you know, spicy outside of the kitchen, then, you know, they always say, you know, they're up foreplay was always a thing. We're not going to get into it, but I don't even know what that is. But if you want to get into it, chore play is what they say it is.
So
are you saying that your weight, you
whipping
know,
the Hoover out, whipping the Hoover out,
whipping the Hoover out
might be a good thing.
Yeah, whip the Hoover out. Just...
See, I told you it would come in handy. You slagged me about, you know.
I always was laughing at Jim. I always was wondering why he had a lawnmower suit. I never understood why he would do that. And had hoovering hat and gloves.
See,
but it turns
there's
a method to the madness, it turns out.
Right, so chore play, doing the chores, getting the dishes done, but specifically kitchen-related chores.
Kitchen-related chores,
are what makes you hot.
Yeah. And it doesn't even matter if you can cook or not. Just the effort is apparently what counts. So even just walking in with some rubber gloves on, I say, would you like a slice of cake, would you?
Why would you need rubber gloves for a slice of cake?
I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm making an effort.
Yeah, these are my cake gloves.
These are my cake gloves. Do you like them? At least that's
plenty
what the
more where that came
at least
from.
That's what the man in Woody's wearing the Snickers told me they were.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova with
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie. Something that PJ and myself have both kind of fessed up to many times in the past is that when it comes to kind of DIY kind of stuff.
Can't do anything.
Well, yeah. You know.
Can't do anything.
I mean, there are some things we've had a go at.
I have to get a man in to put a fridge magnet on. Can't do a single thing when it comes to my hands and skills.
The thing about it is, right, with the DIY or whatever, nowadays, the big thing is that apparently there's a video for everything. If you go onto YouTube, there's literally a video that can show you everything from how to bake a cake to how to build a house, allegedly.
Not that it helps
but I assume you still need a basic level of understanding of, you know, when somebody's talking about your sprocket something or other, you still need to know what they're talking about.
Yeah, your sprocket whacker or whatever you need, right? But this is the thing, though. They've done a survey where they asked men, and in particular they are talking about men here, where men, a lot of men, if they can do something themselves, they don't feel macho enough if they use a handbook or instructions. They have to be able to look at it and go, yeah, I can sort that out. And not look at an instruction video or a handbook or instructions. Apparently, if they do that, it takes the macho-ness out of the man.
Really?
Now, I don't know if I believe this, because I've never heard a man describe himself as macho in the first place, right?
True.
And they did the survey, and they spoke to lots of men as well. And it's like, apparently, if you use the handbook at all, they just feel like they've let down their manliness a little bit. And it goes
by looking in the instruction manual.
Yeah, yeah. That they needed help by doing that when they should have been able to do it all themselves. Comes down to mechanics as well. Some people say if they couldn't find a sump plug on a car on their own, I mean, seriously, if they had to find, get someone to show them where it was or find out where it was by
they'd
looking at the
feel less
video,
of a man, would they?
I should have known it was there. Should have known.
Wow.
Stupid. And now what's next? I'll be wondering how to, what air to put into the tyres or something, you know. And then it gets to lads like ourselves, Jim. They ask people like ourselves who might not be particularly handy if we have maybe the same hang-ups in different ways. And indeed, some men do.
Yeah.
A few men were said that if they can't carry all the shopping into the house in the one go, they'd feel less macho than if they could. And sometimes they would shop accordingly.
It's quite the take on it, isn't it? You can't carry all the shopping bags in one go.
I can't believe I have to go back for the nappies. Such a windbag.
I mean,
unbelievable.
You see, my thing with instruction manuals, weirdly, nothing to do with machoism. It's that sometimes I can't even understand them. Even if I was to look into it to see, you know, what was in the instruction manual or whatever, I might as well be, a lot of the time, looking into a muddy pool. Like, if it's going to turn around and say, oh, yeah, no, tell you what could be wrong there, you might need to change your spark plug or something. Or, I mean, there's no way I'm taking that on. Your air filter's probably gone there now.
I've literally thrown out entire things I've bought because I just realised I wouldn't be able to find the page in English in the manual. The size of that.
That's true as
I'm
well.
I'm not going through that all day to find the one page in English that I'm not going to understand anyway.
And I still think a lot of these things do assume a certain level of, you know, knowledge.
Yeah, they do.
Even at
yeah.
You know, like any of those kind of, you know, garden power tools things, you know, chainsaws and, you know, diesel
Jeez,
mowers
don't
and
you
whatever.
Go near a chainsaw. You'll de-leg yourself.
That's what I'm saying. You know, it's all very well them saying, you know, adjust this and do that and whatever. A lot of them assume you've got some basic level.
Yeah,
at
yeah.
At least basic level before you take it on. Because they still use words that you'll have never heard of.
Yeah, you know when you get one of those tools and you're like, you don't even know how to undo the wire so you can put the plug
take
out.
Take the cardboard off.
You take the plug out. You're like, I can't even cut it out of the box. I actually can't get this out of the box. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I have to bring it back to the shop and see if they have a scissors.
I will say, now, look, it does get quite embarrassing because then you do have to bring it to the man and then they invariably say something to you like, oh, for God's sake, mate, did you check the oil in it? And you're like, yes, I did. Well, you couldn't have looked at it and look, and the air filter's all, is it?
Yeah. So what? Yeah. I was supposed to do a job with a bunch of other lads during the week, right?
Yeah.
And they says, you get up before us, right? If I said I have a day earlier, I'm free to help someone. They says, oh, we're not around.
Right.
And they says, you just go up and you can start doing the sanding for the paint. And I was there, the sanding. In the name of Jim, what do I have to bring sand or what do I have to do? And they're like, no. They says, there's 120 paper or there's 130 paper or something, right?
Yeah.
And you might need to get 120 instead. I was like, the bloody hell are they talking about? And I was like, what do the numbers mean? And they were like, the numbers are how rough the sandpaper is. I was like, how? There's different rough. Why isn't it all the one rough? Like, is it, why is it all?
Yeah, and why can't they just use rough the way normal people use rough? Like, a little bit rough, a little bit more rough. Very, very rough.
Yeah, small, medium, rough.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. With
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at InsureMyCars.ie.
We just had a little update on the weather front, okay? And it actually looks like today, tomorrow and Sunday are good. Monday might be a bit iffy.
Yeah, which
to be
is
fair.
Fine. It's probably a day of recovery and
but
relaxation.
But it looks like today and tomorrow in particular, big high temperatures, like 21, 22 maybe.
Fantastic. It's going to be a great weekend, everybody.
And decent weather and all that sort of kind of carry on. So absolutely enjoy it, all right? And I think it's finally time for the bank holiday weekend vibes to kick in.
Let's do it.
Are you ready?
I am always ready.
Good. Here we go. It is our tradition going into a bank holiday weekend. It is your tradition too. We are terrible singers, so you must sing along yourself. Volume up, windows down. Give it sucks. Right, here we go.
If you want to, I'll change the situation.
That's got me ready now for the bank holiday.
Now you feel it.
Oh, now I feel it. Right, take us out, Mr. Gallagher.
Let's get out of here. Have a great weekend. Make it long, and we'll see you Tuesday morning from 6.
Morning Glory. Weekdays 6 to 10 with PJ Gallagher and Jim McCabe.
On the Seriously Addictive Radio Nova.